Coronavirus in Arizona.
You know, a lot of this year has just been weird and different and disappointing. So why should Thanksgiving be any different, right? Why should we expect the traditional start of the holiday shopping season the day after Thanksgiving, Friday of this week, known as Black Friday, to be any different? Well, if we were expecting it to be different from all the rest of the year, as opposed to being different from years past, we'll be disappointed. You know, you're not going to find yourself in the middle of a crowded store on Black Friday this year, fighting people over TV specials, because Black Friday is going to be so different. I mean, let's be honest though, it's been changing for years anyway. I remember going out as a reporter. You know, you went out and you stood in line with all the shoppers waiting to get those deals and steals that happened 30 seconds after the doors open at the store. You know, you stood in line at Walmart or whatever the department store was back in the day, and you interviewed people. What? How long have you been out here?
I've been out here since last Friday, and I'm going to get my hands on those specially knitted mittens.
Okay, but, you know, everybody, even those ladies, started shopping for everything online this year. So 2020 is, you know, it's not going to be any different. This holiday shopping season is not really going to be any different than the whole rest of 2020. And it's taken a real toll on local merchants. Now, holiday shopping being an extension of all of our online shopping is going to do the same, because I always intend to do a lot of shopping at local merchants. That's like the right thing to do, right? Like I'm gonna go hit the mom and pops, right? With middling results though, because I'm a last minute shopper, so that drives a lot of me showing up at brick and mortar shops to buy. That's the good part, right? But that procrastination is so severe sometimes, it's also meant that I have to take advantage of 24-hour brick and mortar shopping options, which is not really the realm of local merchants. Nothing like, okay, let's see, that Walmart's actually open. Okay, I can drive up all the way to Cave Creek and do all, okay. And it's usually for shopping for folks here at KTAR. So I hope you all appreciate it. In addition to my written Sharper Point commentaries at KTAR.com, I write a monthly column in Phoenix Magazine. And this month, it's about how depressing holiday shopping is going to be. And I use a local bookstore that my little girls loved, which the pandemic killed off, as an example of how sad that shopping is going to be for those of us who try to add some local into our shopping mix. It was called Enchanted Chapters. And this place, it just was such a cool little bookstore. It was, first off, it was a youth-oriented bookstore. And my little girls adored the place because they had a hairless Sphinx cat and a bird who roamed the place. And they were very affectionate, and they had princesses reading stories, and they had story time for toddlers. And the owner of the shop had a child who was on the spectrum, and so they tried to super serve those kids. And it was a really, really cool place. And, you've seen these Christmas in July specials and sales. Well, I really did a lot of our Christmas shopping in July because that is the month that they shut down and they put everything on sale. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to try and help these people out. It's the least I can do now after running such an amazing shop. And so I'm hoping that we can all like do our best to try and get out there and save those shops that are still left. The ones that we think are little special hidden gems and hit them up. And I'm going to promise to not procrastinate nearly as much this year so I can do that. Okay. So I can, and maybe if nothing else, I can shop them before they have to throw in the towel. But yeah, more important than ever this year to shop local, I think.